My name is Lia Quartapelle and I'm a member of the Italian Parliament. I think Tunisia is a very good example of what should be done. First of all, it's the people of the country that should really think about what's good for their own country and then decide where to go and then isolate terrorism as we did in Italy in the 70s, as in other countries has been done much later on, and as the Tunisian people have managed to do with the approval of their constitution. Even if we must say that some things have changed in those countries, of course you cannot we have seen that the idea of exporting democracy probably is not working very well, but at the same time in some of these countries the situation probably has changed for better. Of course countries like Iraq, Afghanistan are not yet secure, but probably life there is better than it was 15 years ago. Well, of course, religion is quite an important force when you think about values, norms, for politicians to take decisions, but it shouldn't be used as a flag of identity for the people. And then it's an important tool for cultural diplomacy within religion. Speaking about religion, speaking about beliefs, understanding each other is a powerful tool in order to get people to understand each other better. Of course, as you said, the big monotheistic religions share an idea of compassion, of wanting to help each other, of recognizing the human being besides yourself. And so this can be a common ground to build mutual understanding, international understanding and peace in the world. Well, certainly Turkey has managed to develop in these years a democratic dialectic within its own country, within the more religious and the more lay part of the society. Of course, it can be something that other countries that have not reached that point of a dialogue within the society that can get inspiration to. For us, it's welcome any kind of form of relationship with people in the Mediterranean. We are Mediterranean people, like the Turks, and we would like really to make the Mediterranean a center of a peaceful and lively world. So, I mean, the relationship between Italy and Turkey are historical, but are still very lively today, and any relationship between our two people are really welcome in Italy.